rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so hard. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can.
Okay, hello, everyone. This is WMFO Medford.
Indeed.
Yeah, and this is Melissa.
My name is Amy.
There's like a weird feedback I'm hearing. Is it the headphones? Yeah, it is the headphones.
Okay.
We're missing Dina this lovely Thursday because she effed off to Chicago. She fudged off.
She flew off to Chicago.
She flew to Chicago to go to her best friend's
her beloved's
graduation. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that okay?
That's Arabella's graduation.
Congratulations, so, Arabella.
Yeah, congratulations, Arabella, at UChicago. So that's where Dina is. Just literally left during the middle of finals to go to Chicago. I mean, yeah. Worst things you can do. Mm. So it's just us for today. And it's
double trouble.
Double trouble. Amy and Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it is just, it's finals. It is what it is. I am like emotionally and mentally drained. So I'm going to say very little.
Okay.
Besides the fact that I can't believe I'm graduating. And this is like our second to last show, essentially.
This is our second to last show.
Yeah. So ever out of 4 years. So anyways, let's not dwell on that. I mean, it is the existential. What is it? The existential crisis radio hour. Infinite edition, 2 hour version. even though it is that, I will not dwell on these things on air, because then it'll just turn into like, what is real? Does anything ever stop? Does anything ever begin? We don't want that. So instead, I'm going to play music and it'll be good, because that's the whole point of this. And I don't know, Amy, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite all right. I'm really enjoying the drizzly New England weather. I think it's very fitting for how I'm feeling.
I think everyone who's listening is in the area, but if anyone's listening from like another state, which if you are, like, good for you. But
good for you.
it's been like miserable here for May. I mean, we got like May weather in like March. Remember those like beautiful days that didn't make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now we're back.
And now we're doing this, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when it was March, I was like so upset because I wanted to go outside and like lay in like the grass and let like a dog come and talk, like
come just and like talk to
not
you.
Come and talk to me. But I mean, I talk to them, but that's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just wanted to do all those like beautiful spring things, but I couldn't because I was working. So I was like in the basement of the library all day and all night. And now it's coming to a close, which is like giving me anxiety. Like I don't want to leave the library. It's really bad. I just like want to be there now. Like I just, I'll be really? Like, oh, I have like a free hour. I'll just like go into the stacks and just like sit there. It's bad.
Wow. Separation anxiety.
I have like already. Separation anxiety from the library. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I don't. I rarely
good.
Go
don't
to
go, don't go there.
No.
Don't go there. Where do you work?
In my room.
Oh my god, that's amazing. I can't do that.
Turned into a cave.
I can't. Cave. I can't work in my room. I'll just like. I just like go to sleep.
Yeah.
Anyways, so let's listen to some music and let's just like contemplate the end of the year. And
I thought we said we won't do that.
Okay, fine. I'll be quiet now. Before I keep like waxing philosophical.
Okay.
Sun's going down on the misty Monday. and claws. Fight for a common cause. What will it be? Our legacy. Thank you. your arms around me and softly say, can we dance upon the tables again? When your smile is so wide and your heels are so high, you can't cry. Get your glad rags on and let's sing
and face the strain, to change his, I wanna be a richer man, to change his. explode through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through. Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Don't tell them to pull off on. Thank you. I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hello, listeners. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the Existential Crisis Radio Hour Infinite Edition, 2-hour version. Just append that to the end. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about what I played, and then I have one more song. But what you just heard, starting from the top, is Poison Glen by Clannad. That is, I know what you're thinking, is that the band? Like the 1980s like Celtic pop band? Yes, it is. Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. And I unabashedly love them. And I love that song. And it's really haunting and beautiful and kind of hokey, but I love it. Then there's What Will by Jose Gonzalez, who sounds like he's from Latin America, but he's not. He's actually from Sweden. I mean, his family is Argentinian. Yeah. But it's hard. I know how to say things, but, you know, he's Argentino, but, like, in English, I'm like, how many more syllables do I add? Yeah, great artist from Sweden, actually. Then, I don't know how to say this. I think it's, I'm going to say Hala. Hala Dancing by Keaton Henson, sorry. Lara from Bat for Lashes. And then Amy got really happy when this came on. You know, David Bowie's Changes. Then Blood Branches by Haves. Murciélago by Porter. Murciélago means bat, like a
vampire.
Like the animal. Yeah. In Spanish. Then Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, like everyone knows that. And then I'm ashamed to say it, but like it's true. Actually, me and Amy were talking about this. Break Your Heart Right Back by Ariana Grande. She's got it. Like, say what you will about her like donut licking and her like weird like sexy baby like thing that she's got going on, but girl can sing. And like her, I feel like her pop hits are like not great. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like, I don't really like the Problem song. Like, I'm not, but I mostly don't like that because of Iggy Azalea. Like,
yeah.
But like her part is okay. And like Bang Bang, like the one she did with Jessie J and Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. It's like a pretty fun song, but I don't think it's like, I don't think it showcases her talents well. Mm-hmm. And then, like, what else? What is it? Focus is, like, another one of her big hits. And, like, that song, like, her singing is great. The hook is the worst thing I've ever heard in the world. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
The one that's like, focus on me. I hate it. Like, it's so, it's so annoying.
Yeah. Who is that?
I'm like, I just want to hear her sing. So, like, all the rest of her music, I think, is great, actually. Like, this just the regular stuff on her album. So, yeah, as soon as she stops, like, licking donuts and stops dressing like a sexy baby, I think we're in for a great career from Ariana Grande. It's just so annoying. Anyways, and then The Feel from Las Robertas. And then lastly was Intro to Sham Step, which is the EP from 47 Soul, which was recommended to me by my roommate, Julia, who I think is listening right now. So thank you, Julia. We were jamming a bit in the station. And it's really good. I mean, the EP's on Spotify, and that's what I've listened to, and the whole thing is great. I've listened to it, like, 3 or 4 times at this point. I think they have more material out online. This is just what's on Spotify. So, yeah, but that's the intro to that EP, and really fun. So, I'm gonna play one more song. We're gonna take it back to 2004, Miami. A Night in Kendall. That's one of the suburbs of Miami.
Wow.
It's
12 years ago.
It's 12 years ago in Miami, Florida. Insane. The suburb of Kendall, which is right along the border to the Everglades, so it's like the middle of nowhere. You hear this come on from the Cuban family next to you, and you can't help but dance. This is real. Like, that's actually what happened. My old neighborhood. All right, we're going to take a listen to that, and then we'll give it to Amy. So keep listening, and keep having a good night.
En el barrio fino. Oh, yeah. sin agarrar.